connected properly? Are we working?
Hello.
Can everybody hear me?
Hello.
Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing what technology can do. Not getting a lot of, carry through there. Well, anyway, such as it is, here we are.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Happy Monday.
Happy what?
Monday.
Oh.
So we didn't get a show done on Friday because Brad was really, 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 really busy with work.
I've been kicking it.
Yeah.
Haven't I been kicking it?
He worked all day Saturday, too.
I worked. I put in a full eight-hour day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. On Saturday.
He was at home, but he was working. I went shopping.
Yeah, it was quiet around here.
Yeah.
I had mush brain about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mush brain.
Huh. Helen was at a friend's sleepover.
It's all over now, though.
Golf carts.
It's all over now. Actually, that project's over, and I got to start another project next week.
Oh, boy.
That one's not as urgent, though.
Oh, okay.
Although, Alan seems to think it is.
Oh.
Not my boss.
Oh, okay.
It's not. It doesn't have the same deadlines as this one had. And it's not $250 million either.
$1 billion.
Huh?
I thought it was $500 million.
It was. What did I say?
Oh, you said $250.
Well,
each one. So they found a snake.
They found a snake? Who found a snake? Helen found a snake?
No.
A snake?
They found a mouse today and brought it to John.
I heard that.
Yeah. Here, what's this? Helen would have never touched it in a million years.
Not in a gazillion.
Uh-uh.
She'd have come running.
Well, he's carrying it around. That's funny. A 43
Let's put a dress on it.
Listen. They found, in Colombia, they found a fossil that showed a 43-foot snake.
Wow. Like a 43-foot boat?
It ate crocodiles.
It ate crocodiles.
It was that big.
You know, I saw that movie.
What movie? Oh, no. Don't talk about
Anaconda.
Nope.
Well, this is
that. La, 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 la,
But I'm just saying it's real.
No. This thing is dead.
Well,
according to them, it died millions of years ago, but that's not true.
We probably can shave a few million off that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it said that turtles and crocodiles, or its primary, like the big turtles, that it had titan.
Excuse me? What did you just say?
I meant titan boa. Titanoboa?
I've never pronounced that word that way.
Titanoboa? Something. Surajuju. I don't know.
Oh, so they came up with these dinosaur names for it?
As it has been named.
So there's this big snake.
Right.
It's Latin for big snake.
Weighing 2,500 pounds.
Holy.
It could have eaten a large cow or a bison if there'd been any in the rainforest.
It could have ate a person.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It could have ate a people.
Yeah. That thing is huge. Yep. It 30 feet long.
I thought you said 44 feet long.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right. What was that then? Which average? Oh, modern boas and anacondas, which average less than 20 feet in length and reach a maximum of 30, have been known to swallow small pets. But this 43-foot monster snapped on giant turtles and crocodiles.
Yep. That's amazing.
Anyway.
How do they know that? Did it have a diet?
The same way they know that it,
was it,
that
it
died 65 million years ago. They're guessing. They don't know.
Did they find his Weight Watchers diet?
Yeah.
How many points for like an alligator?
And would you? You'll like this. You ready?
Ask how many points for
alligator. Yeah, how many points? All of them. Your daily allowance of points.
Is that all?
Big animals went extinct because it simply got too hot. This helps us to understand that the effects of global warming aren't just rising sea levels.
Wait a minute, when I was in school, it went extinct because it was the Ice Age. It's a good thing I believe the Bible never changes.
Isn't that funny? I thought that was good. So anyway,
you know, the Bible changes. You know what? That's not true. The Bible changes. Every time I read it, I get something new.
I thought that was good. I hate snakes. I can't take snakes.
I hate historians.
Whoa!
And scientists.
Snakes are nasty.
I hate the strong word.
I hate snakes.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Snakes are nasty. They slither and...
What's nasty about them? That. Okay, that's what's nasty about
them. Those and octopus. Octopi, they're disgusting little suckers, and then... Oh, stop it. Stop it.
The only thing that scares me about that octopus is that beak in the middle. That little beak scares me.
It'll suck your head off. That's what it'll do.
It'll suck your head off.
It'll look one of those really big ones. It'll come down. It'll come down and you're done for, decapitated.
You can't do that to a guy, okay? You can't do that to a nice Christian guy like me.
I can. So
it used to not be.
Yeah, you need to cleanse your thoughts there, buddy. So when we lived at
so many jokes. So
when we lived at our old house on Conley Street.
Yes.
Yeah, we had, when we first moved in, it was a 100-year-old house, and it was a bungalow, mission style bungalow. And it had the people who, Craftsman bungalow, and the people who lived there before us had let the ivy, they liked the look of the ivy growing up all over the side of the house.
I think they're trying to cover up some sins there.
Well, they didn't, but we fixed them,
yeah,
so we had to cover them up. So I spent my entire first year living there, tearing down ivy. And I would wake up, did I not? Wake up with nightmares.
You did.
About ivy that it would like come up and crawl up
she
and like
up
try to suffocate me.
And like, get off me, get off me. And I'm like, me?
No,
ivy.
I mean, I couldn't get rid of it.
Too funny.
And did you know that we finally got rid of it? I mean, we sprayed and sprayed and sprayed. That
uh-huh.
That English ivy does not die.
Nope.
It wasn't weed ivy.
It was
English ivy.
No.
Yes, it was. It was
no,
English
ivy. The English
ivy
was fine. It was the
no,
weed ivy.
You can't let English ivy grow up your brick because it will eat the mortar out. It's not good for your house.
We left it on that.
I didn't. I took
it
down.
No, we left it on the shed.
No, I didn't. I cut it down.
I don't remember that.
I did. I cut it all down.
Huh.
Trust me.
Okay.
And I killed it all. I got rid of it all.
Okay.
And then I drove by the other day. There was ivy.
That was that weed ivy. That stuff was nasty.
No, it was English ivy that came back.
Okay, whatever.
I wanted to go knock on the door and go, excuse me, I worked really hard to get rid of that. And by the way, weren't you supposed to fix that window? Didn't you say when you bought the house, that was like a requirement when they bought the house, that you had to fix that window. We lived there 5 years, never fixed the window. And now they're going to live there for 5 years, never fix the window.
The window's still broke. It's going to be a gadget. I mean, it's
the original window, and nobody wants to replace it because it costs a fortune to get a replica made of this original Craftsman window.
It's got a quarter of an inch crack in one of the panes. And...
I mean, you can't know.
Originally, it just broke, and then it's, you know, it's separated.
And then it, like a car window, and then it cracked, yeah.
And it's separated, so there's like bugs and stuff can fly through there. There's no screen.
Mm-mm.
Just a quarter of an inch crack across the window.
Mm-hmm.
It was there the entire time we lived there. It's still there.
Because you don't notice it.
Mm-mm.
What are you going to do? I'm sorry. Okay, I got off track.
That's
here.
All right. I got a question for you.
Yeah?
What do peach pits, kumquats, and asparagus have in common?
Kumquats? I don't know what that is.
Hmm?
What's a kumquat?
It's a vegetable.
It is?
Sure.
It is not.
Or a fruit.
You
is
it
a fruit?
It
not either.
Not either?
Totally not making
I'm not
that.
Either?
I've been listening to Jim.
I've
been listening to Jim
right.
And Dave too
not
much.
Either?
I'm totally not making it up.
Okay, I don't know. What do they have in common?
By the way, I'm sick of this B team business. You know their motto, right?
Yeah. We're the
B team daily. Was it Dave's slogan? This is the DaveandJenShow.com, by the way. They're like, we're the B team, bringing it to you, bringing number two to you every day or something. I'm like, yeah, it's gross. Okay, back to my question. I'm just throwing this out there. Anybody wants to take an answer?
What do they have in common?
This is your pit. Peach pit, kumquats, and asparagus.
Peach pit.
A peach pit, kumquats, and asparagus.
Oh.
So y'all can submit your answers to that to me. Comments at twoblindsquirrels.com.
Alrighty then.
Apples to apples is a genius game.
Yes, it is. Why? Where did that come from?
to my list of things I wanted to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Did you have a list of things you wanted to talk about?
I talked about it, one of them.
Okay, good.
The abortion thing already happened, so I crossed it off.
To make it an abortion?
Well, lots of people get abortions.
It's true.
Millions.
Millions a year.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of babies a year die in America.
You know that woman who had
a... No, I said millions. It's over a million.
Yeah.
It's not millions. It's over a
over
million.
Over a million.
Over a million.
You know that woman who had
a
vitro, you know, that single mom.
Every year in America because their mothers kill them. Go ahead.
And we allow it. You know that single mom who had a vitro and had just six babies? Or eight babies, however many it was?
Yes.
And everybody's all having a fit. And so anyway, Dad read in the paper today that they... that this organization, charity organization, was going to give her a place to live.
14 kids altogether.
Give her a place to live and provide around-the-clock care for a year to help her get through the first part, because their house is in foreclosure, her and her mother's house.
Right.
And so they were going to give her care, and they were all upset that they were going to give her care. And I thought, well, the babies didn't do anything wrong. Somebody's going to take care of the babies.
Well, they should take them away from her.
Yeah. But, I mean, everybody was all upset that they were going to take care of the family,
well,
and I thought that was terrible. The mother needs to be with the babies right now.
Let me take that back. Let me just go ahead and write down and take that back. I'm not in that situation. I don't know enough about it. I'm not taking anybody's babies away from anybody.
I think the mother should stay there and that they should take care of the babies. The babies didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
They need to be taken care of.
Okay. I think the church should do it.
Well, this is a Christian organization.
Good.
It's a charity.
Well, that's good. Then they should do it.
Right.
Sure.
But people were mad that they were helping
them. No. Bad for the people who are mad.
Yeah. What are you mad for? She didn't do anything to you.
Bad for them.
I mean, she made a bad choice, but I mean, she didn't do anything to you.
No.
So,
I agree.
There you go.
Apples to apples is a genius game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't have this game, you should.
It's fun.
You can play it in the car. You can play it in the house. You can play it with a fox, and you can play it with a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game.
The only game you can play with Meemaw.
The only
and
game.
She can win and not know how to play.
That's right. This is the only game you can play with somebody. They can win and not have a clue what they're doing. This is true. Kids from 5 years old to 21 can enjoy this game. Now, I suggest you get the Apples to Apples Junior version if you have kids.
Yeah.
Because some of the words in the older version, I mean,
you don't know what they mean,
and you can't read them. But if they can
we
read
have both versions,
if they can read, they can enjoy
it. It's fun. We have fun.
It's a blast. So there you go. Get the game. We'll briefly give you a small taste of what it's like. A small little brief summary thingy.
Everybody go buy it for their children and have family game
for night. You know what? Game night is highly underrated because you can teach your kids to be happy for one another when they win,
mm-hmm.
and teach them to be good losers,
mm-hmm.
and teach them to be good winners,
mm-hmm.
teach them not to cheat.
Take turns.
You know what? Every good lesson I've got from my parents, I learned on game night.
Mm-hmm. You learned how to count and add and bluff. And
we played 42. We learned how to cheat. We learned how to do a lot of stuff.
That's not a good thing.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
You learned how to bluff.
Learn how to bluff. Learn how to keep our mouth shut
mm-hmm.
when things are going well. Learn how to keep our mouth shut when things are going bad. We learned how to keep our mouth shut.
We also had
a lot of good conversations.
What happened to that skill? Did you lose it along the way somewhere?
I didn't get to talk when I was a kid.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Because your dad told you to shut up all the time?
My dad would completely disagree with that. So here's how it goes. You have two colored cards. You have green cards and red cards. You have about three times as many red cards as you do green cards.
Uh-huh.
Now, so whoever turn it is takes a green card. And on the green card is a word like happy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So more of a descriptive word, I guess,
right.
usually.
Mm-hmm.
On the red cards, everybody has five red cards. Everybody. And the person whose turn it is doesn't touch the red cards when it's their turn. Okay?
Right.
So everybody else. So then the person whose turn it is says happy.
And then you look at your five cards,
and you pick out a card that you think
best describes happy, or at least describes if you have none. I mean, or like you can either go funny, depending on who it is. Like if it's Brad's mom, you have to go for the most specific one that matches it just right. If it's Brad, you go for the funny one.
I'll pick the funny one.
If it's Helen, it's a wild card. You never know what her mood's going to be. You never know what she's going to pick.
She might put in puddle. You never know.
You just never know what puddle? She thinks is a good one.
Oh, I thought it said poodle. Poodles make me happy. Okay. You jump in a puddle and that makes you happy.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so you put them in to the pile. And then the person whose turn it is, who has the green card that
mm-hmm.
says happy,
mm-hmm.
then you, and what the way now, there's several different ways you can play. The way we play with our parents is we argue.
Yes.
We argue about
who should get picked.
Who should win. So that, you know, the person will go through, so the person whose turn it is gets all the red cards that everybody submitted, and they look at them.
Yeah, and then they say them out loud.
And they say them out loud, and they'll make a decision whether or not it's
And happy. Helen does it like this.
And their point
Cinderella,
is...
Cinderella, not happy. Popcorn. Not happy.
Yeah, she slams
just slaps them on the floor. Dogs.
Well,
no, they're okay. She goes to the side. Sticks. Not happy.
So that's the way she does it. But anyway, so the point is that you whittle it down and you pick one card. And whoever turned that card in gets the green card. And the person who gets five green cards first wins.
Three.
Whatever. Now, yes, you can modify the game to say three because Faith isn't. Like to play long games, or you can modify it the way I do. You can put
the
it out.
Rule is three games. Three.
I don't know what the rules are, but the point is.
You know what? What is it about I don't like long games? I don't really like games, period.
I know
but I like. I will play episodes. It's fun.
Okay.
However, I don't know you to have ever sat down and finished a Monopoly game with me. Thank you very much.
Monopoly lasts forever.
Uh-huh. So don't tell me I don't like long games.
I have too played Monopoly with you before.
You have never finished a Monopoly game with me.
I've never finished a Monopoly game.
You know why? Because I always
game.
Smear your happy butt all over the place.
It's because you buy everything you land on.
That's right. It's the key. You got to own all the property, and then everybody owes you.
So then it just becomes a game of luck.
That's right.
Who can buy the most property
first? That's right. It's exactly
and where you
right.
land and all that.
Uh-huh.
So it's a game of luck.
No. No.
If you're smart,
everything.
Then you play it smooth. So you give everybody too much money at the beginning, so you can buy everything. That you land on. We never gave each other that much money. So you get to pick and choose what you bought.
Okay.
And it took a lot longer.
Yeah.
Faith takes over. She's like Slumlord.
King of the world!
She's Slumlord within 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When I was a kid, they played Monopoly. My mom and dad would play Monopoly, and it would last for days.
Because
they would mortgage property and trade railroads.
Your parents are like addicted to games. They love to play
games. They do love games.
We go over there and they're just sitting there playing games together.
Yep. Now, here's a trick of apples to apples if you don't have a lot of people. If you have like less than four people, or it's less than five people really, is have everybody put in two red cards. Have everybody put in two red cards. And here's another thing you can do. Pick a random red card from the pile.
Does anybody really care about this? Seriously. You're boring me.
I'm giving them tips on how to better play.
Figure it out.
Just be flexible with the rules. Okay, good grief. I'm boring my wife. Fine.
Are we about done?
Anybody
is
come
my
up with
bag
a,
done yet?
Anybody come up with a peach pit? Anybody come up with an answer for that yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Yes, tomorrow, I do want to tease tomorrow's show because tomorrow's show is very...
You shouldn't tease people. It's not nice.
Tomorrow's show is going to be very interesting. It is going to be the whole
mother ever tell you
story of our assorted details.
Excuse me?
Yes, the whole story of our assorted details.
I don't even know what assorted, what?
When we did the Valentine's Day show.
Yeah.
We opened up a can of worms.
Oh, Lord. How's that?
So tomorrow we must clear up the can.
What do you mean, we opened up a can of worms? How's
People
that?
People said, well, how long was it between the time you had the umbrella fight to the time you actually got married?
Well, who cares?
People.
Why?
Because we opened up this can of worms.
Why do they care?
They want to know. Inquiring minds.
Huh. Okay.
So I said, I think it's about a year. And then I asked you, and you said it was 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We sat down and figured it out, and it came out to be 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, 3 years. And I said, 3 years? That's a long time to date. I said, well, we didn't date that whole time. And then it got, you know what? This is really a long story that I need Faith to tell. So...
You need me to tell.
I need you to tell the story properly with me, to remember all the dates and times and when everything happened.
Huh.
So, tomorrow, if you care, or if I'm boring you, don't tune in tomorrow. For the whole story of our assorted details. Okay. And with that, I will bid you adieu.
Okay.
What, you don't want to be bid adieu?
Sure.
Okay.
You can bid me adieu.
You can bid adieu. Okay. I bid you adieu.
Okay.
I do. Oh, and by the way, Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios, y'all.
As we speak, we are, as you listen, we are on our way to Dallas to a conference. We're going to have a fun time. It's like a business conference, you know, where you like sneak away and you leave all your family behind. But I'm taking my lover with me, you know, so I can have a rendezvous at this business conference with my wife. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. I got like a free get out of jail free card. It's going to be, I can't wait. Hey, does the 100 rule apply? 100 mile rule apply? All right, let's go do this, everybody.
We need Toady the Frog here.
Go get Toady the Frog story started, and I'll wrap this up in here.
Okay, they're playing Barbies. They're having a good time. I'm leaving them alone. What? What's the matter?